Cars 2 zoomed into first place with a $66 million opening. And joining us now live with more is Alan Silverman with the Hollywood Bites Entertainment Service. And Alan, Cars 2 has followed in the footsteps of the other Pixar movies. Can it really keep up?
Well, it's the 12th first-place debut in the 25-year history of the computer animation studio, and Cars 2 outperformed most estimates. That $66.1 million was about $10 million higher than even the studio itself had predicted, driven, of course, by family audiences. 56% of the crowd was under 25, 36% under age 12. And it did the best in NASCAR country, and I think this is going to be the key to its continuing success. In an unusual geographic distribution for a big summertime hit, and maybe a bit surprising because of the sort of anti-corporate theme in the film, Cars 2 did better in the red state heartland than it did on either coast. A key part of that success, the voice casting of Larry the Cable Guy as Bucktooth Down-Home Tow Truck Mater.
He likes people for what they are. He doesn't judge anybody by how they look or anything like that. He's just an easygoing guy, and he's a friendly guy, and he just wants to be friends with everybody. And so that's why I like Mater.
And that's why audiences like him, too. But you have to footnote that box office figure with the 3D factor. 40% of the gross came from the 2,500 theaters showing Cars 2 in 3D with those inflated ticket prices. So while its gross was better than forecast and better than the 2006 original, it nevertheless is a step down in terms of the number of tickets sold. And Cars 2 was probably the worst reviewed of any Pixar film, with critics lambasting it from coast to coast. Of course, they saved a little of that for Bad Teacher, which didn't win any stellar notices either, but the Cameron Diaz potty mouth comedy nevertheless scored a second place opening with $31.6 million, a better opening than Bridesmaids had, and like that one, making the point that women seem to like women talking dirty.
Any of my guy friends, when I start to tell them what women really talk about and what really goes down, they're like, la 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 la. They don't want to hear it. It's like, plug their ears. They can't take it.
The Bad Teacher audience, 63% female and 57% age 25 and older. And as for last weekend's top film, The Green Lantern dims by a dramatic 66%. It drops to $18 million and third place in its second weekend out.
Now the big boys are coming back to the big screen. Tell us what we can look forward to opening this weekend.
The big boys and their big toys. It belongs to the machines. Transformers 3, Dark of the Moon. It opens on something like 8,000 screens at 3,900 theaters. And of course there will be Optimus Prime and Murgatroyd or Megatron or whatever. They've got great big robots. What we really want to know from star Shia LaBeouf is Megan or Rosie? Megan Fox, who was fired, versus Victoria's Secret model Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who is now the sexy, the love interest.
I enjoyed Megan when she was here. These two people have completely different energies. Rosie's an incredible actress. This is her first one out the gate, and it takes a lot of strength to be in this position. I think they're both very good at the job. I enjoyed Megan. I enjoyed Rosie. I think they're both great actresses.
No doubt. That's why director Michael Bay picked them. Transformers 3 gets a PG-13 for intense, prolonged sequences of sci-fi action violence, mayhem, and destruction. But wait, there's more. Language, some sexuality, and innuendo. And it's not in the ratings, but be prepared. It is loud, ear-splitting, wall-shaking loud. Bring earplugs. Opening up opposite Transformers 3 is Larry Crown, a sentimental, sincere midlife love story, co-starring Julia Roberts and Tom Hanks, who also directs the film.
We are competing in a marketplace in which the thing we might have going for us is the true battle against cynicism. That's what Larry Crown is about more than anything else.
And unlike Transformers 3, no earplugs necessary, except maybe when Julia Roberts throws her head back and... That laugh, yes, you'll hear it. And also opening a PG film in the new entries for teen girls, basically, Monte Carlo. It stars teen sensation Selena Gomez. It's PG for brief, mild language. Otherwise, it's harmless. But it's going to be Transformers 3, knocking everything out of the park.
Really looking forward to Larry Crown. It's been a while since we've seen Tom Hanks in a movie.
No, and also he hasn't directed for a few years, and it's nice to see he's comfortable in that. And it's a film about people who are comfortable at their age, not trying to be younger. And I think that's also a nice, a refreshing change. So I think the folks are going to leave the kids off at the multiplex to see Transformers 3, and they'll slip in to see Larry Crown.
All right. As always, thank you so much, Alan.
My pleasure, Veronica.
Alan Silverman of the Hollywood Bites Entertainment News Service.